Dad? By Lavender Lotion. Read by Bree. This is a Teen Wolf fanfic. It started off the same way Styles assumed many relationships with a 23-year age gap started. Casual sex. It was fun, and the sex was great. But soon enough, the sex turned into breakfast together, and talking, and dates. And before Styles even knew what was going on, he had a boyfriend. A boyfriend a few years younger than his dad. To put it gently, he freaked out. But then, you know, Chris. He was pretty fucking great. So Styles sucked it up, letting himself enjoy it. For 7 whole months they dated, and Styles was in this really happy, content place where he was having great sex on the regular. It was awesome. For an old man, Chris was still very sexable. They had so much sex. So fucking much. It wasn't just sex. They also did the crossword together, which was almost as fun as the sex. They did groceries together, cooked together on a fairly regular basis. They didn't go out nearly as often, instead spending most of their nights together just in, and being together. Styles was basically living in Chris's apartment, which was dandy since his daughter lived with his ex-wife, and she didn't visit often since she was really busy with school. But they had phone calls almost every night that Chris took while Styles was doing his homework after dinner. Around month 5 of officially dating, about month 11 of actually dating, Styles decided to have the "can I move in?" talk. So, yeah, he was living with his boyfriend, his older boyfriend, with whom he was very, very happy with. So, after month 7 of bliss and 2 months after moving in, Styles decided Chris should meet his best friend. Scott knew about Styles' older boyfriend, of course. Maybe not quite how much older, but whatever. He was ready for Chris to meet Scott. His dad? Hell no. But Scott would probably be fine. He was wrong. Okay, he wasn't, but like, facts. It was supposed to be a simple double date. They weren't even going anywhere fancy. It was a local diner that Styles and Scott had been going to since they moved here 3 years ago, and loved. He loved the food, Scott loved the food, and Chris now loved the food, since he had been taking his boyfriend here semi-weekly for months. Most of the waitstaff knew them, actually. And after the initial confusion of them being father and son, Styles had kissed Chris over the table, and Erica, a sassy as all hell blonde who was way too nosy, prodded into their personal life. Things were good. It helped that the owner himself was a pretty laid-back dude, with a pretty impressive amount of tattoos. Also, the food. Like, who doesn't love a thick burger or good wings? Everyone does. So, that's where Styles was now, rushing through the doors of one of the town's 3 diners. They were late, because Chris is a good boyfriend and insisted that Styles needed a blowjob to calm down before meeting with Scott. Which, okay, in hindsight, it wasn't like a good idea, but it sure was a good idea. Besides, they weren't even that late. They could have been on time if Chris wasn't being completely adorable and also stressing out about the meeting. He had changed upwards of 3 times, and after changing his jeans for the 3rd time, Styles yanked them off and rimmed the man until he came. Orgasms were really great for calming nerves, it turned out. Styles could see Scott near the back, Allison next to him. They were talking quietly to each other, and he turned around to grin widely at Chris. He was so excited. He stopped, though, only a few steps from the table, when he saw Chris's eyes go wide and his jaw clench. He was about to ask what was wrong before Chris opened his mouth. Allison? Dad? Allison squeaked, her whole body jumping in her seat. Styles? Chris? Styles asked, stepping closer to his boyfriend. What's going on? Chris seemed to unfreeze a little, but his shoulders were still openly tense as he spoke. Styles, meet my daughter Allison. Allison, my boyfriend, Styles. Jesus. Allison laughed for an entire 20 minutes. Chris refused to make any eye contact with her. Scott sent Chris judgy brows until Allison elbowed him. After that, it was okay. It was good. Everyone was happy. That was their only double date, though. This is the end. Thank you for listening.